I saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
Well, I have to tell you that thinking about small investments these days, I'm not sure you would think about Bitcoin. Because, of course, in the last week, we watched Bitcoin cross 9,000, then cross 10,000, basically be at the threshold and around 11,000 in a matter of days. And you might go, well, how does that relate to penny stocks? Well, trust me, throughout all of the stuff that's been going on with Bitcoin, one of the interesting people to talk to has been Jeff Williams, the lead trader at PennyPro.com. Why? Because he's not buying Bitcoin and he's not trading Bitcoin, but he is looking at all of the Bitcoin stocks. And there are several of them for very different and good reasons. And let me tell you, the charts, well, when Bitcoin is moving as much as it has, the charts of the stocks that are related to it, they're going a little crazy as well. If you want to know what Jeff's looking at, whether it's Bitcoin or any low price stock, go to PennyPro.com. Jeff is on Twitter. He's at ThePennyPro. And of course, PennyPro.com is part of the Raging Bull community, which is online at RagingBull.com. Jeff Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, Bitcoin, been going crazy, been moving in hundreds of dollar increments, which does mean that some of the Bitcoin stocks have been moving in the penny range. What are you looking at right now, and what is safe enough to touch? Because, yeah, Bitcoin is electric, but every now and again, if you play with electricity, you get electrocuted.
Yeah, that's the truth. I tell you what, we talked in many of these sessions before back in the early fall, and, you know, Bitcoin was on a tremendous run, and none of these stocks followed suit. But over the past couple of weeks, we've really seen some of these smaller price penny stock, Bitcoin and blockchain and cryptocurrency plays really start to produce. And there's one particular one that I've been watching that I actually haven't played yet, but I got in yesterday. I hadn't played it prior. I just happened to miss the entries on it. But BTCS is a blockchain stock, and it's kind of a way of, you know, moving these currencies back and forth with Bitcoin. And I felt it was a great opportunity now because we had this big run, like you mentioned earlier, on Bitcoin, where we saw it go from, you know, 7 to 8 to 9, 10, 11,000. And it was just unbelievable. And BTCS, like I said, I was on my radar a couple of days ago. I just missed the entry. This stock ran over 100%. And now we see this little pullback in Bitcoin over the past day or so. And what it allowed this BTCS to do was actually retrace right back down to where it started from. So it did go from about 9 cents up to 18 in a matter of a 24-hour period, and then it pulled right back over the past 2 days. And technically, it made this really nice hammer-looking candle on the daily chart yesterday. So we have this big run-up, and then we have 2 days of solid selling, and then we have a hammer candle. And essentially, the concept with this hammer candle, you know, the theory is that it hammers or stops the downtrend from happening, and it's a potential reversal candle back to the top side. So obviously what we're going to want to see here in the short term, like always, is confirmation of what we think we're seeing. So hammer candle on Thursday, hopefully today we see some type of a bullish candle to start moving the stock back up into a new uptrend. And I think that'll happen if Bitcoin reverses it. And we are starting to see the rebound off the $9,000 mark on Bitcoin here in the short term.
It is very important that my audience understand. We are talking BTCS Incorporated. That is ticker symbol BTCS. That is a blockchain company. Because in the past, when we have talked about Bitcoin companies, you and I have discussed Bitcoin Services Incorporated, which is BTSC. I somewhat hesitate to even mention the ticker because that's not, it's another Bitcoin play, obviously. It's not the one we are talking about here. Again, BTCS is the company name and the ticker symbol. Now, that said, when you see this kind of reversal, are you actually expecting a yo-yo kind of action? I mean, if it popped to 18 cents a share and it's dropped back down close to half of that, are you expecting that 18 is touchable again and that it's going to get at least close to that? And over what kind of time frame?
So I don't know if I'm expecting it to go back to 18. I mean, obviously, it would be great. I would love to see it go up to that level, but that's not what I'm expecting. I'm not really a home run type hitter, although sometimes we back into these home runs on penny stocks. I'm more looking for this stock now, and I'm in the trade. I bought 50,000 shares at 0.95, and that was right off of that hammer candle there at the top of that that hammer candle. So what I'm looking for now is to possibly get up to retest at least here the 50-day moving average line. I think that would be a really great target, and that's just shy of 12 cents. So, you know, if we're talking about this 10-cent range entry and a 12-cent exit, that's a 20%, and I'd be very happy with that. And I think that's possible. Again, if we see Bitcoin head back up toward that $10,000-plus area, I think we'll get some momentum back in these blockchain stocks. A lot of people are getting into Bitcoin now, and they're looking for ways to, again, move that currency from one spot to another and track it, and I think blockchain will get some more attention the higher Bitcoin goes.
Where are you going to set your stop loss on this?
Okay, so stop loss, I'm looking basically at the initial pop from a couple of days ago where it started from as my stop, and it started at about 0.87, so just under 9 cents a share. I'm going to give it about 8 or 9% downside, and I'm looking for that 20% pop to the top side here.
And is this a case where, okay, if you see the pop that you want, you're going to then look for something else in the technicals? Or is this a case where if you get the pop because of the action, you're going to take maybe a partial profit and leave some of your position in place?
So what I'll probably do on this particular trade, because Bitcoin is so volatile, if I get that 50-day moving average line that I'm eyeing, I'll probably take all my profit. And then what I'll do is I'll reevaluate the following day or days as the trade goes along. I don't like holding these stocks too much overnight. I don't mind holding them for a day or so, but again, there's so much volatility in Bitcoin right now. We could see a 10-cent run or a 10% run up in the evening or a 10% run down. So I will take my profit when I get it.
And, you know, here we are on Friday. Do you not want to hold BTCS over the weekend? Because Lord knows Bitcoin is moving 24/7.
That's a great question. And again, I'll have to evaluate, see how things go today. If it looks strong, I'll probably take my profit. If it's above my stop loss and not really moving a whole lot, but Bitcoin's holding, maybe I'll hold some of my shares. But I'm not sure if I'll hold all 50,000 shares over the weekend. That's a little bit dangerous. It's a pretty big position.
It's BTCS Incorporated. It's ticker symbol BTCS. It is a play on Bitcoin. And Jeff, again, for you, it's buyable up to...
I like this stock, anything under 10 for a possible move up to that 12 cent range.
There you go. So buyable still, as long as it's trading at or under 10 cents, a play on Bitcoin. Jeff Williams is playing it himself. And if you want to play it, well, BTCS, the ticker symbol, for a quick kind of a trade. Jeff Williams, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Jeff Williams is the lead trader at PennyPro.com. And if you want more of his take on low price stocks, not just ones that are trading for pennies, but anything under $5, etc., check out PennyPro.com. He's on Twitter at ThePennyPro. It's all part of the RagingBull.com community. All right, we're heading for home on the December 1st edition of Money Life. Up next, Scott Collier, the Chief Executive Officer at Advisors Asset Management, will be here talking about his outlook for the market when we continue in just a moment.